Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
My name is Rihanna, and I have Leber's congenital amaurosis, which means I've been blind from birth. I have light perception, but no useful vision. I would argue that light perception is very useful, since without it I'd be stuck, but I'm not the one who decides what's classed as useful and what isn't. I wouldn't say I've ever been normal, but that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with my condition. I've just always been a bit different. I have been to both mainstream and specialist schools, and I feel like both have their advantages and disadvantages, depending on what you're looking for. I hope that at some point someone might read this, and it will help them decide what kind of education they want. For most of my school life, I went to mainstream schools, and I feel like my experience was quite similar to that of sighted students. At primary school, I was always included as much as possible, and mostly my memories from that time are good, apart from the odd scary teacher. I don't feel like secondary school was quite as nice, but I'm not sure if it was linked to my blindness or the fact that it was an all-girls school. Anyone who's been to one will know how much drama there is, and how easy it is to become unpopular if you annoy the wrong person. I made some of my best and most long-standing friends in secondary school, but I wouldn't say it was the best 5 years of my life. In terms of accessibility, my school was great. I had a teaching assistant who I'm eternally grateful to, as I wouldn't have made it through without her. I think I did pretty well in my GCSEs. All my grades were A star to A, and I don't think I would have done that quite so well at any other school, but at the same time, I was never very happy. For sixth form, I decided to go to New College Worcester, a specialist school for the blind. This was partly because I thought I would be happier there, and partly because I knew I wanted to go to university and NCW could teach me the life skills I would need to live on my own. While there, I took A-levels in English, history, art and psychology, as well as mobility and life skills. I learned to cook, clean, etc., skills I use a lot now that I live on my own. If I hadn't gone to NCW, I might not have learnt those skills and would have had to have lived at home and commute to university. I also think it helped me to meet other people in the same situation as me who understood certain things in a way that sighted people might not. Before sixth form, I didn't really have any visually impaired friends, and I think it's really important to have at least some friends who share your disability. The friends I made at NCW have all gone to university now, but we still meet up as often as we can. Although I wasn't always happy at mainstream school, I'm definitely glad I went. It gave me an experience which I wouldn't have otherwise had and might need in later life. The one thing I noticed at NCW was that people who have been there from age 11 sometimes seemed very sheltered and inexperienced, probably because it's a residential school, and I wouldn't want that for myself. I also don't think I would have done as well in my GCSEs, since NCW has to cater for a wide range of different needs, and while they do their best, I think I needed a more focused environment like the grammar school I attended. Obviously, I can't speak for everyone, but personally I think going to mainstream school is very important for gaining experience and integrating with society. Specialist schools are definitely very important as well. Without NCW, I might not have been able to live on my own, and for some people, going to a mainstream school isn't necessarily possible. However, I definitely think there needs to be a balance. People need to learn life skills while still getting involved with the outside world. I think the way I did things allowed me to achieve this balance and has given me all the skills I need to get through university.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.